Christos Anesti. In the 8th century, St. John of Damascus wrote this hymn to the resurrection. The day of resurrection, O people, let us be radiant. It is Pascha, the Lord's Passover. For Christ God has carried us over from death to life, from earth to heaven, as we sing a victory hymn. In this period of the church calendar, from the resurrection, which we celebrated last Sunday, to Pentecost, the Sunday epistle readings teach us a great deal about the first Christians. In these readings, we hear of a community of believers who were so totally devoted to God. Their lives together were completely filled by the Holy Spirit. They loved each other and shared their lives with one another, praying and serving together in authentic Christian fellowship. Those who possessed more shared with those who did not, and these people related to one another in ways that blurred the lines of gender, race, and culture. Those who did not believe, when exposed to this community of believers, saw a vision of life that was so dynamic that they could not resist it. In Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 47, we read that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the church that we, as Orthodox Christians, come from. The roots of our church come from these, the original believers of Christ, who radiated the light of Christ in their lives. In Christ's resurrection, everything is made new. Everything is restored. In the 4th century, St. Gregory the theologian wrote, "Today is salvation come into the world. Christ is risen from the dead. Raise all of you with him. Christ is returned again to himself. You also return. Christ is freed from the tomb. May you also be freed from the bond of sin. The gates of hell are opened, and death is destroyed." In Christ's resurrection, we become radiant because he, Christ himself, is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We hear that, of course, from the Gospel of John. Following Christ means that we will have the light of joy and gladness shining in our hearts. We will have an abundant life full of meaning and purpose. Consider the prayers of our baptism and chrismation. Open the eyes of our understanding that the light of your gospel may shine brightly in us. Make this child a child of light or adult, an heir to your kingdom. Fill this person with the power of the Holy Spirit. These prayers ask that the seed planted in our heart, planted at these sacraments, will grow within us and guide our lives. Our baptism and chrismation was not the ending, but the beginning of our growth in faith to Christ. Our calling, thus, as it was for the first Christians, is to strive toward the example of Christ. For he, of course, is our great example. Consider this. We were not created to stay as we are. We were created to become. We must hear the gospel of our Lord as if we were hearing it for the first time, allowing him to transform our lives so that we may be renewed in his resurrection. There's a beautiful prayer that the priest or bishop recites just before the reading of the gospel. Shine within our hearts, loving Master, the pure light of your divine knowledge. and open the eyes of our minds that we may comprehend the message of your gospel. Instill in us reverence for your blessed commandments, so that putting down the desires of our bodies, we may pursue a spiritual way of life, both thinking and doing only those things that are pleasing to you. For you are the light of our souls and bodies, and to you we give the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think of it in these terms. The moon has no light on its own, yet it is able to light up the night by reflecting the light of the sun. And so it is with us. We have no light on our own, yet we may be radiant by reflecting the light of Christ, by the way that we live our lives. We must ask ourselves, are we radiant with Christ? Do we reflect his light? The first Christians radiated light. Our fathers and saints radiated this light. It is now our responsibility to let our light shine before all people. It is our duty and obligation not to hide our light under the bushel. Let us take the light that we receive at baptism, chrismation, the light we received at his holy resurrection just last Sunday, and let it be born in our hearts to renew us and to make us all radiant. Amen.